Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Erev and Daf Mem Dalet. We will begin on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Nechemya Bered Rav Chaniloi. Nechemya was the son of Rav Chaniloi, Mashkish Shmatzei. He was thinking about learning, he was involved in his learning, the Nofak, and because he was so involved, he didn't realize, and he went Chutz L'Tchum, he went out of the Tchum, and now he's stuck. Amar Rav Chizra Rav Nachman, so Rav Chizkiya said to Rav Nachman, Tamidcha Shori Bitzar. Nechemya Tamidcha Shori Bitzar. Nechemya, your Talmud, is here not in a good place. He's stuck where he is. What could we do that he should be able to move? Because we know if somebody leaves his tchum, he's limited to 4 amos. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Chizkiya, Aseiloi, make for Nechemya a mechitza shebnei Adam. Encircle him by people, and by encircling him by people, he'll be able to, they will walk. Obviously, we're talking about people who can walk into the area of his tchum, and therefore, by them encircling him in such a fashion, he'll be able to get back to his tchum, because we will consider him, explained the Rishonim, as we learned in our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah that if somebody was taken out of his tchum by akum, that means it wasn't he who deliberately walked out of his tchum. The halacha is that if he was put in an enclosed area, as we learned in the Mishnah, and if he was put in a deer or a sow, he could go anywhere within that enclosure. So now, if we're going to create an enclosure around Reb Nechemya, then throughout, if that enclosure will overlap into his tchum, he'll be able to go into his tchum. And then once he's back in his original tchum, he'll be able to walk anywhere in the city, like anybody who was there from the beginning of Shabbos could walk anywhere in the city. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Nachman Yitzchak Churei de Rava. Rav Nachman Yitzchak was sitting behind Rava. Yosef Rava Kameid Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman, Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. That means Rav Nachman was the Rebbe of both Rava and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. But as we've discussed previously, in those days, the seat that you had in the Shir was based on who you are, your status. So Rava sat in front of Rav Nachman by the Shir. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak sat behind Rava in the second row. Tosfos here, the Ramaskel Yosef, also goes on to explain that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, that's mentioned in this Gemara, is not Rav Nachman by Yitzchak who's mentioned throughout Shas, because this Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is sitting in front of Rav Nachman, and he says that Rav Nachman Stam is Rav Nachman by Yaakov. But says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Churi the Rava, Yosef Rava Kameid Rav Nachman, he sat in the row ahead. Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Rava, Ma'akam Boilei Rav Chizda. Let's understand what was Rav Chizda's question that he felt he had to ask Rav Nachman specifically if this is permitted. Ilema, if we're going to suggest that the situation he was speaking about was with the Gemola Gavri Eskinen, there were people entirely circling Nechemya, the Kamaboilei, and the question that he had was, Hilchsikr Gamliel, is the halacha, like we just quoted the opinion of Gamliel from our Mishnah, that if somebody went out of his tchum, if somebody was actually taken out of his tchum, beyond, not that he did so voluntarily, that the halacha is that such an individual, if he is taken back into his tchum, if he's in a deer and a sahar, the halacha is that he could walk that entire area, and that if he's brought back to his tchum, he gets back his original tchum. Or maybe the halacha is not like Rabbi Gamliel. Rather, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva, that hold in our Mishnah, that if this wasn't your original tchum, even though the area that you were brought to is an area that's completely encircled, it wouldn't help you. And Meila, the fact that this area in which Nechemya now finds himself is entirely enclosed, it wouldn't help because we don't paskin like Rav Gamliel. Oidilma, or maybe what he meant to say was that certainly the halacha is like Rav Gamliel. And if there were people entirely circling the chemya, he could go in that entire enclosure. And if he could go in that entire enclosure, then the halacha will be that if that enclosure ends up being back into his original tchum, he could walk, he gets back to his original tchum. What happened over here, the question is, but the loy molagav reskinen, we refer here to a situation where it's not, there weren't enough people to completely the area encircle Rav Nechemya up to the area of where he was, that he should be able to get back into his original tchum. The Kabbalah, Rav Chizkiah's question was, Halakha Rabbi Elazar, that we're going to learn that Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that if somebody goes out of his tchum, he gets two amis past his tchum. And if the two amis that are past his tchum are the two amis past the tchum, if he goes only up to that point, then he could go back to his original tchum and have all the halachas that he had all the rights of movement that he had when he had his original tchum. And therefore the question here was that there were enough people that could help him get back to within two amas. And therefore once he could get, so the posh pshat in the Gemara is, there was a combination. He was going to have people, but there weren't going to be enough people. And therefore, since there weren't going to be enough people, all that they could accomplish is get him within two amis of his original tchum. But since he could get within two amis of original tchum, then we'll kick in Rabbi Elazar's kula or Rabbi Elazar's rule, or ein halach Rabbi Elazar. We don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, and unless by encircling him, we could get him back to his original tchum, relying on Rabbi Elazar will not be something that he can rely on to be able to get back to his original tchum. Says the Gemara, Pshita, said the Gemara, said Rav to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, it's obvious to me, but the loy molagav reskinen, that the question that was posed, where Rav Chizkiah did not have enough people to encircle Rav Nechemya that could get him back to his original tchum. Says the Gemara, for if we're going to say we're referring to a situation that there are enough people to take him back to his original tchum, then there's no room for a question. For as we learned in our previous year, Hamarav, Rav taught us, Halakha Gamliel, that we pass in like a Gamliel, Bedir, Vesar, Vesfina. So if the entire question is based, do we follow the opinion of Gamliel? Certainly we follow the opinion of Gamliel. Elavadai, Mat must have been the situation. But the loy molagav reskinen, there weren't enough people to encircle Nechemya to get him back to his original tchum. But the Rabbi Elazar come by lay, and therefore the question was, can we also rely on the heter of Rabbi Elazar? Dekanami, it says the Gemara, it seems to be obvious that that's the question. The Kamalei, because what did Rav Nachman Chizkiah say? He said, Rav Nechem, make him this mechitza, and then I'll come in. My, why do you have to add the word yikones? He should have said, make the mechitza, and once you make this mechitza, he'll be fine. Why do you have to add the word yikones? To teach us that the last two amis, he will not have a mechitza around him. But even though he won't have a mechitza around him for the last two amis, it won't be a problem because we could rely below mechitza because we could rely on Rebbe Elazar. Ask the Gemara. But clearly the Gemara held that we can make this mechitza on Shabbos. Eisvei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Rava. Rav Nachman Yitzchak asked Rava. It says in a brisa, Nof doifna, if a wall of the sukkah fell down on Yontav Shabbos. The halacha is, lo yamer odnum behemah v'kelim. He wants to be able to get his sukkah kosher again. So he shouldn't take an animal or kelim to be that wall. V'lo yiskoiv es hamita, then don't pick up a bed. Lifris ala sada, and put a curtain on it, that that should be your wall. L'fi she'en oisin oil arai b'tchila b'shabbos, b'yon tevein tzarklein b'shabbos, because you're not allowed to make a wall. Making a wall is in the category of making an arai. Why does it have to speak about Zekifas Hamita separately from Adam V'Kalim? So Rashi explains, by Adam V'Kalim, it's obvious that they're being placed there to be a wall. However, by a bed, it's not as obvious. And therefore, the Gemara the Brisa says that not only are Adam V'Kalim not allowed to be put there, but even Amita. The Ritva actually points out that there are two types of bed. There's one type of bed that's made out of strings. He says such a bed, if you raise it and use it as a mechitza, then it's considered a mechitza even if you don't put on top of it a curtain. It's so obvious that that's being used for a mechitza. The Braisa that speaks about Lifras Les Sadin, he says, so why did the Braisa say Lifras Les Sadin? He says, because even if they're going to use such a bed, which can be considered a full-fledged mechitza, typically they put on top of it a curtain also. But then he says there's a second type of bed. That type of bed isn't made out of strings. It only has like a frame. So since it only has a frame, that type of bed is not considered a mechitza. It would only be considered a mechitza if you put on top of it. It would only be considered a mechitza if you put on top of it a curtain. And if you didn't put on top of it a curtain, it's not a mechitza at all. And if not a mechitza, there's no concern. What do we see from this braisa? That you're not going to make a mechitza on Shabbos. So the Gemara's question is, how could you say that we should have nechemya encircled by people? That means making a mechitza on Shabbos. And we just learned that you may not make a mechitza on Shabbos. Omelei, so Rav said to Nachum B'Yitzchok, at Amrit L'maha, you're asking me from a question from this braisa that indicates that we're not allowed to make a mechitza Shabbos, but no, I mean a lamaha. And I'll ask you a question from a different braisa that will show that you may make a mechitza on Shabbos. Because the braisa says, Oysa Adam Chaveroi Doifin, that if somebody's wall of a sukkah fell down and he needs to be able to sit and eat in the sukkah, he could ask his friend to stand there, that enabled I should be able to eat and sleep in the sukkah. Furthermore, says this braisa, I'm allowed to raise a bed and put on it the top of a curtain, in order to avoid that the mace, rachman tzlon, is out in the sun, that it shouldn't get decomposed. Or the food is out in the sun and we're concerned that the food shouldn't get ruined. But what do we see from this braisa? That you're allowed to make an oil on Shabbos. So now we have a much more fundamental question. We have a steer in the braisas. What is the halacha? Answers the Gemara Loikasha. The way to reconcile the braisas is Harab Elezer Harabonin. The braisa that says you may not make it represents the opinion of Rabbi Elezer. The braisa says that you may do so represents the opinion of Rabbonin. Something that we discussed at the end of Masechta Shabbos. The Tanan, as we learned at the end of Masechta Shabbos, Pekak Chaloin, if we have a window shutter, Rashi in Masechta Shabbos says the Pekak Chaloin is actually not a window shutter. It's something that's put on the roof to be like a skylight or a cover of the hole on the roof. Tosfos over there argues a Rashi, and Tosfos over there explains that says that he holds it's a window shutter. And actually, one of the proofs that Tosfos brings to his pshat that it's a window shutter is our Gemara, because our Gemara is talking about the side. Our Gemara is talking about making a wall. So when we spoke about the Pekach Chalon, about that shutter, Rabbi Elazar Omer, there's a concern of putting it back into its place. So Rabbi Elazar said the only time I may put it back in its place is a shekasher, where it's still tied to the wall, the tully, and it's suspended off the earth, off the ground. When you have these two conditions, where it's tied to the wall and suspended from the ground, that's when Rebbe Elazar is going to say it may be reattached. If both of those conditions, vimlav, however, if both of those conditions are not met, ain't poking the boy. You may not put it back on. Whether if it's tied or whether it's not tied, poking the boy, we could use it. So what do we see? That Rebbe Elazar is stricter in allowing us to put things back into the wall, and the Rabbanim are more lenient. And that's going to be the way we're going to explain this brisa. Rabbeinu Tam says that even when the Rabbanim are makel, is only when you have a mechitza meteris, that a wall, that something that accomplishes something. Says Rabbeinu Peretz that's only on the side. But when we're talking about the roof, it doesn't have to be a chitzim terrace. So the Panami Iris asks a question. He says, let's say you have a city that the way the Erev that was constructed around the city was by having a fence around the city. And as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, if that fence is breached by 10 Amos, then the halacha is that it's not considered anymore properly enclosed. And they forgot to, this fence was breached before Shabbos. They forgot to fix it before Shabbos. Can you put something up on that breach on Shabbos to lap that we should have solved the problem that people are carrying because they don't realize that the fence was breached? So he says, going back to what we just said, if according to Rashi, the Bekak Chaloyim is only on the roof, but on the side we could be more lenient, so then it would be Machlokes Rashi, Rabbeinu, and Tosfos. However, now that we seem to see that even Rashi agrees that a fence, that something on the side, if it accomplishes, is also Osir, then there may not be an Heter. So the Gemara is suggesting the steer that we asked regarding, the Gemara asked, regarding the broken sukkah, seemingly is machloikis of Rebbe Elazar and Rabbanan. Rebbe Elazar being machmer and Rabbanan being mekel. As the Gemara, for itmala, haven't we learned, on Rabbi B'chan, on Rabbi Yochanan, hakel moedim shen oistan aroi b'tchila, everybody agrees that you may not make a new fence on yontiv ein tzarch loim b'shabbos. V'loi nechleku, the machloikis of Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim is lohoisif, to expand or extend an existing. Rebbe Elazar Omer, that even extension is osur. Eim esifim b'yontif, v'ein tzarech lam b'shabbos. V'cham Omer, the Cham are more lenient. They say, mesifim b'shabbos, v'ein tzarech lam b'yontif. But to make something from scratch, even the Rabbanon would agree is osur. So we're back to our question, how do we reconcile and say that that brisa, that's lenient, represents the opinion of the Rabbanon? Here we're making that wall l'chatchila. You're not allowed to make a wall l'chatchila, even according to Rabbanon. El Loikasha says the Gemara, the way to reconcile the two brises, Ha Kirameya, the brise that's lenient represents the opinion of Rameya, and the brise that's Machmer is Rabbi Yehuda, represents the opinion of Yehuda. Says the Gemara, regarding where do we find these opinions? The Tanya, Osla Behema Doifen L'Sukkah, if you made an animal a Doifen for the Sukkah, Ramea says that sukkah is not a valid sukkah, because as the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chof Gimel Amar Aleph explains, Ramea is concerned that maybe that animal will go away, will run away. Review the Machshon. And now the Gemara says, Ramea the Kapostel Hossam, Ramea says that an animal may not be used for a sukkah, Alma Lab Mechitzahi. So obviously, he holds that to make a mechitza, it has to be something significant. And therefore, hacha, in our case, you could use an animal for a wall. The lab midi covered. You're really not accomplishing anything. And therefore, you could put up an animal as a wall on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda de Kamachsha, hasam. Rabbi Yehuda that holds that you can use an animal for a sukkah. Obviously, Alba Mechitzahi, he obviously considers an animal full-fledged Mechitza. And that's why he won't let you put up an animal for the Sukkah, because the animal is a mechitza and you may not make a mechitza on Shabbos. Now, obviously, Rashi points out, the very maskil the lav, there's an obvious question. We're trying to say that the brisa that says that you could put, that if the wall of the sukkah collapsed, you could put up an animal as a wall, because an animal is not considered really a mechitza, is the opinion of Rameya. How can we say that? How could the Gemara even have such a havamina, says Rashi? Yes, Rameya indeed holds that an animal is not a good mechitza, and therefore it's no problem, you don't have a problem making mechitza on Shabbos Yontav with an animal. But Rameya is also the one that holds that you can't use an animal for a wall of the sukkah. So what are we trying to do? Trying to make the sukkah, trying to fix your sukkah and make it into a kosher sukkah. How are you trying to do so? By putting an animal there. But Rameya holds an animal can't be a wall of the sukkah. So says Rashi, the Gemara could absolutely have asked that question, but the Gemara chose to ask a different question. Says the Gemara of Tisbur, can you explain the brisa? Can you reconcile the contradiction in the brises that way? When was Rameya lenient? He was lenient by behema, that an animal is not considered a mechitza. But we never saw the Rameya was lenient by a person who understands that I need to stand there because I need to keep the sukkah until kosher sukkah. Or by Kalim, where there is no concern that they're going to walk away. There, Rameya will agree they're not fine. And the brisa that says that you're allowed to make a wall for the sukkah, then only say you could use an animal, said he could use a person or a bed. So how can we say that that brisa follows the opinion of Rameya? The Sue, another question on Rameya. Rameya, who says that you can make a wall on Shabbos when it's not a good mechitza. Leave it the man. According to whose opinion was Rameya speaking? If he's following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, who we just learned a moment ago, is so machmer when we speak about the Bekak Chaloyim, Lahayosiv Nami Yosser. We see that Rabbi Lezer is very machmer. He says that even if you have a wall and you just want to extend the wall, we have to be machmer. So certainly, Rameya cannot be following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Ella, Alibi the Rabbanon. So we say Rameya is going to pass on like the Rabbanon. But ask the Gemara, even the Rabbanon, Eimer da Ami Rabbanon, where do we find that the Rabbanon are lenient? Lohoisif, to expand. That's the case of the Pekach Chaloyim. Abul Chathila mi Omer, did they ever say that you can make a wall? So how do we understand that you're allowed to take a place where there is no wall and make a wall? One Bryce is saying that it could be done. So we really have two questions now. One question, as the Gemara has been pointing out, there's a contradiction in the brises. And the other question is that how could there be any opinion that says that you're allowed to create a wall on Shabbos, Yontif? Ela hava Rabbanan. We're going to say that both brises represent the opinion of Rabbanan. They allow us to extend the wall, but not create a well. The Kalim Alaykasha, but we had a stira. One brisa says that we can't put Kalim in the place of the fallen wall, and one brisa says we can't put Kalim in the fallen wall. Says the Gemara. The brisa that says you can't put Kalim there is Bedoifin Shlishis, that the sukkah only has two walls. And we know that the minimum amount of walls that a sukkah has to have to be a kosher sukkah are three walls. So if you're going to put these kalim to make the third wall, you're making it into a sukkah. And of course, Shabbos, Yontif, you're not allowed to create a sukkah. The brisa, however, does allow us to put kalim by the fourth wall is B'dayf and Revius, is the fourth wall. So the sukkah is already a kosher sukkah anyway. So what you're doing is not really creating a sukkah. Since it's not creating a sukkah, it's only like extension of wall, and as we keep on repeating, when it's only an extension, the Rabbanon are more lenient. Deikanami, and says, it seems that that's the proper way to learn. Diktani, because let's learn the words of the Braisa. The Braisa says, Nofla doifno. What is Nafla Daif? The Brice that says that you can't put them as the third wall, as a wall, an Adav Kalim cannot be the wall, is Nafla Daifna. What is the word Daifna? It's wall. It's critical wall. It's essential wall. Because that's the wall that makes it into a Kashra Sukkah. Shmamina, that Brice clearly is an indication that's the way to understand that when the wall is an important wall, then you can't use a Kali. That's making a wall on Shabbos. Otherwise, you may. But ask the Gemara, our Adam Kasha, we still have a stira regarding a person. One Brisa says that you can't, and one Brisa says you can. So why, ask Rashi, don't we give the exact same teretz that the Gemara just gave a moment ago? That if I'm using the person for the third wall, it's Osir. And if I'm using the person for the fourth wall, it's mutter. So Rashi says, if we look in this price, it says, V'yiskav es amita v'yifras l'asakim k'day l'ishtapel chama ala meis v'oichlin. So we see that the price is not saying that I'm using the person to make the sukkah into a sukkah. I'm using the person to protect the meis or the food. The person, it says, so there I could say that I'm putting the keli not to make a wall. But the Brice that speaks about the person being used as a fourth wall clearly indicates as being used as a person as a wall for the sukkah. It says, so it's obvious that the purpose of this person is to be a wall for the sukkah, and therefore we can't say that this Brice is speaking about a case where the sukkah is kosher anyway. Answers the Gemara, Adam loy kasha. We can reconcile that as well. Kan ladas, when the person knows that he's being used as a wall, then he cannot be put up as a wall on Shabbos. Kan shloimidas, when he doesn't know that he's being used as a wall, then we can be more lenient. And Rashi explains, when he knows that he's being used as a wall, that's called derech binyan. But when he doesn't realize that he's being put up as a wall, that's not called Derech Binyan. And the Beis Meir explains, if somebody doesn't know that he's being used as a wall, so he's not as likely to remain there on a permanent basis. Because he doesn't realize how much he's being relied on, and therefore it's not Derech Binyan. When he, however, realizes that he's being relied on, he's not going to move. They're relying on me. And that's why it's called Derech Binyan. The Ran has a different explanation how we differentiate between Ladas and Shloi Ladas. He says, when the person realizes that he's being used as a wall, it's Afshamilsa. It becomes very known. And therefore, we have to be Machmer. Shloi Ladas, since it's not known to him, there is no Afshamilsa. Rebbeinu Yonason says that the difference between Ladas and Shloi Ladas is really the difference between Shoigig and Mezid. Ladas, it's considered like it was done by Mezid. And as we keep on discussing in our Shurim, when something was done by Mezid on Shabbos Yontif, we have to be more Machmer. We have to be more Machmer than otherwise when it was done by Shoigig. Ask the Gemara, wasn't that wall that we began the shiur with today, wasn't that done Ladas? They told him to make a wall, to make this enclosure around the Nechemi that he should be able to walk. Says the Gemara, Shloim Ladas Hava. The people that were there, the people that were being used as that enclosure, did not realize that that's what they were being used for. Ask the Gemara, Rebbe Chizda, who was the one that was setting this up, Mila Das Hava, and says the Beis Yosef in the name from the Rashba, from here we see that even if just one of the people who's being relied on knows that he's being relied on, then we have to be Machmer. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Chizda Shleiman Minyan Hava. Rebbe Chizda was not one of the people that was part of this enclosure. And the way Rebbeinu Yonason explains, not only was Rav Chizda not one of the people that was being used as this enclosure. He wasn't even the one that was setting it up. He wasn't even setting up this enclosure. Says the Gemara, Hanu b'nei genuna. There were the people that were under a chuppah, da'ayla mayu b'mechit shmei adam, that needed to be able to carry water in from Shus Rabim to Shus HaYochid. That's the way Rashi explains. And the way they were able to accomplish that was by making a mechitza b'nei Adam around themselves. That's how Rashi explains. The Bach disagrees. The Bach says that even if our Gemara is teaching us that we could be lenient with a mechitza b'nei Adam, our Gemara only means regarding Erev Tchumim, as we see in our Shir. But we can't rely on a mechitza b'nei Adam for Haitzah. So again, Hana b'nei Gana da'ilamai b'tah, water was brought in from Shusram to Shusayachat through Rashi's Pshat with this Mechitza. Nagdin is Shmuel. Shmuel gave the Makas Maradis. Amru, im Amru Shloimidas. If we're learning in our Sugya that we could be lenient Shloimidas, Yomru Ladas, Ladas, we have no right to be lenient. And says the Gemara another story. Hani Ziki, there were leather flasks that have a Shadi Barisk de Mechuza. They were left out in the street of Mechuza. And it was a problem to lead them out, and you couldn't carry. It was a problem carrying them in from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Hayochid. But how did the Osir Rava Mepirkei? As Rava was coming home from his shir, and there were many people that came along with Rava as he was coming home from his shir, so they created a mechitza shebnei adam around these flasks and a lina. And that's how they were able to get those flasks into the house. It says the Miri, of course, we have to explain that it was a place that was hukka fladira, because it wasn't hukka fladira. We have limitations how far we could walk. The Shaftachrina, the same story happened next week. Boila Lenu, they wanted to use the same method. Oslo, and Rava said they can't do so, because the next week is Havalei Kedas. The next week it's already considered Ladas. And since if it's Ladas, it becomes Osir. Says there were Levi Ailutivnu. They used to bring straw into the from the Rishus Ram to Rishus Yochid. Laziri, they would bring aspasa, fodder that was used for animal food. Lasim Bachia, they used to bring in Maya. They used to do all these things with Mechitza b'nei Adam, but of course it had to be done Shloi Ladas, up to the point that I saw that the Hagos Oshri quotes the Maram that says that even if the second time people, let's say these people didn't even realize the first time that they were being used as a wall, so next week they also not realizing, still says the Hagos Oshri, this heter, you could use a person to be mechitza, you have to have two conditions. It has to be, as our Gemara clearly indicates, it has to be shloi medas. And furthermore, you only get one chance. Says the Mishnah, Mishi yotza brishos. The Gemara, the Mishnah, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah tells us, we discussed this in our previous perek, that the way they were mekadesh achodesh, the way they used to identify a new moon, a new month, was by Edom coming and saying that this is, that they saw the new moon. And Edom allowed to come to say they saw the new moon on Shabbos. But now, let's say in order to come to see the new moon, they had to travel the past the right Tchum. So they passed the Tchum, they're allowed to do it. We know that the halacha is once you go out of your Tchum, you're limited to four Amos. The halacha is, now, Mishiyotzu Brishos, somebody who went to get, say Edis, Vermeloy, and as he's traveling, he's told, Shkvar Nasa Maisa, there were other Edim that came, and we don't need your testimony, or, as we're going to discuss, if somebody went out for Hatzolah call, and while he's on the way, he's informed that he's no longer needed for a call, and but he's up to an area that he goes past this tchum. The halacha is yeshal apayim amal keruach. Chazal give him 2,000 amma. The reason is because we want them to come again. And if we're going to tell a person who travels to say Eidus, HaChodesh, or a traveler that goes out for Hatzolah, that now you're stuck, he'll never want to come again, and we want them, of course, to come. If he's still within his original tchum, then we don't treat him as if he left, and he has his original tchum. The Gemara is going to explain what's the chiddush here. Kol hayotzim l'hatzel. Then the Mishnah concludes, anybody who goes out for Hatzolah call, the halacha is chayzel m'kaimam, they may go back to their home on Shabbos. The question that the Paiskim discuss, what's going to be the halacha if somebody went out, not on a Hatzolah call for someone else, he went out for himself for Hatzolah. The Takana that we're saying now, that somebody who goes out for Hatzolah is, we're lenient with, is that only when he's going out to be matzel other people, or are we being matzel even for his own Hatzolah? And the Rashbatz explains the question. He says, the reason why Chazal were makel was hetiru soifa mishum tchiloson. Chazal said, if we're going to be strict this Shabbos, then he's not going to want to go on Hatzolah call next week. But that's only when I'm going on a Hatzolah call for someone else. For myself, we won't take that into consideration. And therefore, maybe we shouldn't be makel. So he says that no. The way to understand our Gemara, our Mishnah, is that Chazal waived all these rules when there's a Hatzolah call. There's also a question. How far are we makel? Are we makel only by an issa derabbanon, or are we even makel by an issa deraisa? There's a tshuva, and the shayla tshuva is Har Tzvi, Or Chaim, Chelek Beis, Simen Yud, where a doctor went on Shabbos for a situation of Bekuach Nefesh, and he came home, and he drives back home. And now the question is, is he allowed to shut the motor? So the Har Tzvi says, we're only questioning if he's allowed to shut the motor when he comes home. There's a much more fundamental issue, because he quotes, as we just said, the Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Tzadik Zayin, Sif Katan Yud Ches, that says that the heter of Hetiru Soifa Mishum Tchiloson was only by Melacha B'drabanan, not by Melacha D'raisa. So even if we're lenient in letting this doctor come home, we can't allow him to drive home. Driving involves a melacha deraisa, and itiru soifa mishum tchiloson does not allow us to be oivel over isa deraisa. The Chasam Sofer quotes a very interesting shalti gebayrim. The Chasam Sofer says that we know that people who are allowed to go on Hatzolah call on Shabbos, it's certainly a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, which they're allowed to do, the halacha is that not only may they go on Hatzolah call to save Jews, but they're allowed to go even for Akum. Why? Because by Akum, because we're concerned for Eva. So the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Hei, Simen Tezvov, makes a very important point. Yes, we're allowed to go do whatever we need to do in Hatzolah call for an Akum, because we're concerned with Eva. But we should only do, if we have an option, to go to one Akum, which will involve only an Issa D'Rabbanan. And in another case, when we're going to go to an Akum, it's going to involve an Issa D'Raisa, we should certainly go to do only we should only be over the Issa D'Rabbanan and not be over the Issa D'Raisa. There are many shailas that are discussed in the Paiskim around this issue of Hetiru Soifa Mishum Tchiloson, when is it to be applied or not. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Chof Aleph, Simen Nun Tes, has a very interesting discussion. The question that was asked him was from a doctor who lives in Yerushalayim. And he now wants to move to one of the suburbs outside Yerushalayim. The question that he's being asked, that now that he's going to move to one of these suburbs, if he's going to have to go to the hospital on Shabbos, he gets a call that he has to come to the hospital on Shabbos because it's a situation of sakaras defashis. Now, if he would have lived in Yerushalayim, he could just walk home. Now, by living in one of these suburbs, which are not walking distance, he's going to have to drive. What is going to be the halacha? So he quotes a tshuva for Rav Moshe in Or Chaim, Chelek Dalet, Simen Pei. Rav Moshe says that, of course, the halacha is that if somebody goes on a Hatzalah call on Shabbos, the halacha is that, as we just quoted, he should not do a malacha deraisa. Hetira Sofim Mishim Tchiloson does not allow him to do a malacha deraisa. And he should have an akum, that's what we know that Tzola does, they have an akum drive that Tzola member on the way home. However, let's say there is no akum available. So Rav Moshe was lenient, because Rav Moshe says that if we're not going to allow the person to drive, the Hatzalah member, the doctor, to drive home next week when he's going to get a Hatzalah call and he won't have an Akum to drive him home and he'll be stuck at the hospital, he's not going to want to go on that Hatzalah call. His family won't want to let him go on that Hatzalah call. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, we could be lenient. But Rav Moshe also says we have to be very careful with that heter. So he says that maybe this is the same. We have to allow the doctor to live where he wants to live, because otherwise he won't want to take care of people if we're going to take this strict approach. That, he says, is what Rav Moshe would have passed, and he thinks. But he himself is reluctant to be makel. I also saw a tshuva, and the Shalos tshuva is Divrei Yosef, Simon Aleph, where he discusses during World War II in America that the factories where they were making weapons. And the question is somebody allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to work in such a factory? Obviously, we know that it was a tremendous sakana to Klal Yisrael, to the Jews who were in Europe at that time during World War II. Could somebody continue working in that factory on Shabbos to be able to prepare more weapons that the army should be able to battle our enemies, the Germans? He says, even if this war was not primarily against the Jews, certainly there was primarily against the Jews, he says that we're allowed to certainly keep the factory open and do whatever it takes. He says that's included in the heter that we learned in our Mishnah now of Hetira Sofim Mishum Tchiloson. That all of that is included. Says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, what is meant im hoya b'toich tchum, that if the person who's traveling is still within his tchum, is kilo lo yotza. It's as if he didn't leave. Of course, he's still within his tchum. Why should we have any concern? Answers the Gemara, amrava hachikomer. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Im hoya toich tchum shaloi. If he's still within his original tchum, kilo lo yotza b'toich beis adami, we consider as if he's in his home. And therefore, let's say he traveled 1,000 amma from his home. It doesn't bother us. It's as if he was in his original place. Ask the Gemara, Pshita, isn't that always the halacha? That as long as you didn't leave your tchum, your house, if that's where your point of residence is, that's all we take into consideration. Answers the Gemara, Matatay mikilu hoil v'okar okar. Since he intended to move, maybe he intended to move and he intends to go to a place that's outside of his original tchum, which he's allowed to go there, as we're explaining. Maybe that should make that new spot, that place becomes his tchum, and he loses his original tchum, k'mashmalon, that he doesn't. A different explanation of the Mishnah. Hach kama. Im hayu tchumish noslech chamim mevloim b'toich tchumish aloi. If the second tchum is within the first tchum, kila layotz metchuma. We're indeed talking about a person who left his tchum. He walked past 2,000 amma. But what we're saying here is, when the Mishnah says, im hayu b'toich tchum, if the new tchum is still within the 2,000 amma of the old tchum, so therefore he's allowed to enter part of the area of his old tchum. In other words, let's say, as I said, he travels 3,000 amma. So we're going to say that that spot, 3,000 amma away from his home, is his new tchum. But when you have a place, you're always given 2,000 amma. So when he's going to travel 2,000 amma in the direction of his home, when he's going to be traveling 2,000 amma in the direction of his home, then it's going to already be, he's already going to be coming into his old tchum. Because after the first 1,000 amma, the second 1,000 amma is part of his original tchum, then we consider it as if he never left his tchum, and he has the tchum, he has his original home. Ask the Gemara, B'man nechelku, what is the machloikis? The Rava did not say the teretz, this teretz. And Rav Simi Bar Chiya says the teretz. Says the Gemara, Ba'avlos tchumim milsihi. The machloikis is, do we say avlos tchumim? Mar sover. Rav Simi Bar Chiya accepts the concept of avlos tchumim milsihi. Or mar sover, whereas Rava, la milsihi, does not accept that concept. Says the Gemara, where do we see it? Ask the Gemara, Omle Abayil Rava, Atloi Tisbrit, avlos tchumim milsihi. How could you suggest that avlos tchumim is not accepted halachic principle? Ma ilo shavas b'maro. What would be the halacha if somebody made that the place that is going to be for Shabbos is in a cave? The width of the place, the width of the cave, b'toich abos alofim, is 4,000 amma. However, al gago, the roof of the cave, is poxmala abos mamma. That means the cave, inside the cave, the bottom is wider than the top. The top is less than 4,000 amma wide. L'nimtza mahalchus kula, the halacha is that he can walk the entire length of the top of the cave. Chutzaloi, and that entire thing, is that entire area is considered like Dalet Amos, and then past any of the walls of the cave, he could walk 2,000 amma. Why? Because these 4,000 amma overlap each other, and whenever they overlap each other, they're considered one area. So why over here are you not going to accept to have lost tchumim? Why would Rava not accept to have lost tchumim? Amaleis Rava responds, V'leishana lahecha deshavas b'amir mechitz yoyim. There, that was where I was kind of shvisa before Shabbos. Since I was kind of shvisa before Shabbos, that and the areas overlap, we rely on Havlos Milsa. Here, this wasn't where it was my tchum at the beginning of Shabbos. The Loy Shabbos b'avir mechitz yoyim. This wasn't my place from before Shabbos. And since it wasn't my place from before Shabbos, there, even if I subscribe to Havlos Tchumim, I cannot subscribe to it in such a circumstances.